We're on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, made our way to Hope, North Dakota, where we're talking with Pioneer Sales Associate Matt Powell. And Matt, starting off, let's talk about planting. How did planting go?
Planting, it started late and around here. First guys got going probably May 10th. Most corn got seeded from May 16th to May 25th, and it got going fast. We had rain about June 1st, and most guys finished from June 10th to June 15th on soybeans. So it was a battle to get going, but once we got going, the corn popped out of the ground in 6-7 days. Soil temps were warm. Soybeans-wise, soybeans going overnight.
Well, and two, so you got the crop in the ground, maybe got some timely rains in June, but then it kind of shut off, right?
Yeah, we had probably 1 inch of rain in the month of July. We could have probably used, you know, just like everywhere around the country, and you could use a little bit more, but for the most part, the crop's fabulous. We got a lot of heat units. Just the crop from July 31st, we could have had the 4 inches then instead of August 10th. So, but for the most part, the beans caught a lot of it, and the corn's going to put on test weight.
Yeah, so I guess just out of curiosity, what is an average soybean crop in your neck of the woods?
I'd say most of our APHs are anywhere from 35 to 44. Mm-hmm. So I would say across Steel County, we're going to see a 37 to 40 bushel yield this year just because there's drowned out and there's burnt up spots. So for the most part, it's a nice crop and the rain's going to help it, and it is what it is.
I know it varies on the year. It varies on what part of North Dakota you're in. Where are some common maturities that we favor around here?
We do the PO4A77Xs. There's one of our top ones, the 06A45s and the 08A72s. They're going to be a mainstay, and they're going to be a horse for the future.
Yeah, most definitely. Let's talk corn a little bit. How's the corn crop coming along?
Corn crop's probably 80% dented, so you know we got 320 days to go. Corn crop's going to be anywhere from 100 bushels to 200. We have a lot of sand, a lot of good ground. It's just so variable in Steel County. It goes from pivots to 2 feet of black dirt to clay knobs by Laverne, you know, but they seem to produce, and we're going to have a nice corn crop. I mean, I'd say 150 to 165 average. Some farms are going to be lower, some are going to be higher. That's what makes an average.
Yeah, with hot and dry and then some wetness, some variable weather conditions, any problems with the crops? Are we looking at some stock integrity or otherwise sitting pretty good right now, though?
I would say for the most part, it's going to be good. I mean, guys are going to want it. This corn's, if it gets warm, it's going to dry down fast. But for the most part, I think stock quality should be good. There's a little bit of Goss's wilt here and there, but for the most part, I think we'll have a successful harvest.
Yep. Most definitely. Anything that we're missing from the conversation, Matt, wrapping up?
Nope. Just the Pioneer brand products have been very successful. So we're just going to keep on rolling with them.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for visiting with me. Again, we're at Hope, North Dakota on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.